The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
WFHB ace reporter Fawn Sanity reporting live from Night Moves, the Bloomington club where guys write checks to watch women with poles. The city of Bloomington recently purchased this property, and we've been waiting to find out whether the staff would be placed on the city payroll or the establishment would close. Well, Night Moves is closing its doors.
Aww.
Yeah, and we're all here on its last night to get reactions from the staff. Ladies, tell us who you are and let's talk about your futures.
Hello, I'm Candy Twist.
I'm Velvet Eclair.
Charmed, I'm sure. I'm Toffee Muffin.
Starting with you, Ms. Twist, what is your reaction to the closing of Night Moves?
I don't know what to say. I knew this day would come. But I still can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I've been paying my way through college for the last 11 years. What am I supposed to do now?
This isn't just a job. We're more like family, ain't we, girls?
Oh, Candy. Oh, Velvet. I'm so
sorry. Oh, Toffee.
Sad.
Oh, Candy.
Boo-hoo, Velvet. Toffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor has just entered the building.
Oh, does anybody know how to see through that tiny slit in the windshield of my non-military, military-grade command vehicle? Hey, old Fawn Sanity. Now, this event isn't open to the press. No, I just dropped by to meet with the League of Women Voters. That's all it was.
Oh, yes. Well, now, Mayor, why are you so bashful? Aren't I your special girl?
No, I've never laid eyes on this little lady. Never laid
That's
eyes on her.
That's because you said you only have eyes for me, Mr. Mayor. I mean, really.
But what about me?
What about me?
I want to sit on
your lap. Now, all of you fine ladies, just settle down. Now, settle down. I can't deal with this agitated commotion.
So what do you expect, Mr. Mayor? You promised you'd always take care of us, and now we're out of a job.
That's right, Mayor. You said you'd find a new work for us. What happened to that?
Well, now, didn't I offer you ladies temporary work at the polls last November?
Well, we went to the polling place, but there weren't any actual polls.
I did like the short curtains, though. You had some enthusiastic endorsements in there, if you know what I mean, Mr. Mayor.
No. And I did offer you all permanent jobs in parking enforcement.
Yeah, but I can't do my act on a parking meter. Those poles are too short.
That's right, girlfriend.
Mr. Mayor, have you made arrangements to transition these women into other employment?
Yes, of course I have. Yes, indeed. Now, ladies, you gather around here. These next words will be very important to you. Here, let me just whip this out.
No,
it's just a book. It's just a book. Don't panic. All right, let me see here. Oh, okay. Yeah, here it is. Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself.
Reading Dr. Seuss when my rent's about due?
Explain this, Mayor. What say you?
There's only one thing that I can say.
Out with it, then. Don't take all day.
Live from the Weikart Denton Dutton Auditorium, it's the Firehouse Follies!
Good afternoon and welcome to Superheroes, the Firehouse Follies Spring 2019. Yes, friends, it's spring if we say it is. Radio variety show extravaganza coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Fickle Fish Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Our musical guest today is the delightful duo Croon and Swoon, all the way from Bloomington, Indiana. Also here today are the lovely and talented WFHB Gospel Girls and the faithful Firehouse Rounders. And, of course, you'll be getting your fill of the super humor of the Unusual Suspects radio acting troupe with Tony Brewer on sound effects. Whoa. Today's show is made possible by Upland Brewing Company, the Bloomington Writers Guild, and Ivy Tech Community College. Oh, okay, I'm not sure where we're going here, and I don't like the looks of that handbasket, but let's get the Gospel Girls and the Rounders to take us there.
To this song.
Help us now.
I'll take you there.
Oh.
I'll take you there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll take you there.
Way to sing it. Now a little louder.
I'll take you there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll take you there.
How about some bass?
How about some bass?
I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
How about a little piano?
I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
How about a little violin?
I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
Mercy.
I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
Place.
I'll take you there.
Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried now.
I'll take you there.
Ooh, no smiling faces, yeah.
I'll take you there.
Oh, lying to the races.
I'll take you there.
Oh, no. I'm calling for mercy now.
I'll take you there. I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
Rounders. Oh, the places we go and the fun we will meet. But first, these two guys that we found on the street. Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Well, Dan, I can only say this. I hope you go far, and I hope you will run. Because today we're here to have us some fun.
Well put, Richard, but maybe it's time to lose Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
And this sing-songy stuff could become addictive.
Right, you may be. And I do wish you well, but without Dr. Seuss, we might go straight
Richard.
To... Oh, all right. Kind of gets into your brain, doesn't it, though? So, Colonel Kelsey, how have you been getting along?
Well, actually, Richard, my uncle Spike passed away the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you okay?
Well, it was sad, of course, but we could all learn something from Uncle Spike's last words.
And those were?
Hey, look, it's a unicycle. I haven't been on one of those for years.
Sounds like your uncle, all right. But moving on, how's the show shaping up today?
That's pretty good, too. But again, I'm a little bit disappointed in some of the developments.
Oh, well, because we gave up Dr. Seuss?
Well, not exactly. We were supposed to have the Bloomington Teacher of the Year on the show with us today. Oh. But sadly, she couldn't make it.
Oh, what's she, home preparing lessons or something?
No, she's out on the firing range getting weapons training.
That figures. But wasn't the runner-up teacher supposed to be here, too?
Nah, he can't make it either.
Firing range?
No, he's bussing tables.
Must have been an actor before he was a teacher. But must have been, well, what do we have, then, here on the show today?
Well, Captain Marvella couldn't make it today, but we do have the Gospel Girls. They'll be giving us a tribute to the Staple Singers. In fact, we led the show off with the Staple Singers song.
That's right, yes. Well, how about our special musical guests?
Well, that would be Croon and Swoon.
Oh, yeah.
A delightful duet. They are delightful. Made up of pianist Peter Bailey and sax player extraordinaire Opal Fly.
Thanks, Mike.
Opal says that when Peter croons, the audience swoons.
I don't remember
so
saying that.
So let's see if that's true, but do keep it decent out there. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Croon and Swoon.
Howdy. Do it, Peter. Do something, Peter.
You make me feel so grand. I wanna give the world to you. seem to understand. Each crazy scheme I'm scheming and a dream I'm dreaming. Now I know what my wanted me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you.
Exactly like me.
Maybe, baby. Thank you. And that was Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, too. First performed in 1930 in Harlem at the Cotton Club. Peter, tell us about the next tune, please.
This is a number by Fats Waller. I'm sure you're all familiar with the great pianist, jazz man, and entertainer. Amongst the songs that he wrote, he was always protesting his innocence. He being a notorious womanizer, you will think about Ain't Misbehaving. So this is another one out of the same bag of keeping out of mischief now.
No wonder he was an inspiration to you. Oh, he don't go to a movie show if his sweetie's not right by his side. Why, he'd rather stay home with his radio, WFHB, because he's satisfied. All Peter's flirting days are gone. Why, books are his best company. All his opinions have changed somehow, and he's as old-fashioned as he can be.
Keeping out of mischief now.
Mm-hmm.
Really am in love, and how? I'm through playing with fire. It's you I really desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. I have told the men that they can't break up our romance. Living up to all my vows, 'cause I'm keeping out of mischief now. Out of mischief now. I really am in love. I'm through playing with fire. It's you I really desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance they can't break up our romance. Living up with all my vows, 'cause I'm keeping out of mischief now. And it's really damned hard.
Oh, poor thing. We're going to do one more here, too. Written by three great guys, Louis, Sam, and Clark. It's called Comes Love.
Thank you.
comes a rainstorm, but the rubber's on your feet comes a snowstorm. You can get a little heat, comes love. Nothing can be done. I'm on fire. Oh, you know just what to do. You blow a tire. You can get another shoe. Comes love. Nothing can be done. What I'm speaking of. Now comes a headache. Oh, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache. Baby, I'll yank it right away. Comes love. Nothing can be done. A toothache, baby, I'll yank it right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes love, oh, nothing can be done. Ooh, I hope you're in love.
Croon and swoon. When the world is in peril, when all hope is lost, the call goes out to Earth's mightiest heroes. And if they're off drinking craft beer somewhere, it's time to call the Legion of Justice. Today's episode begins shortly before the beginning, after a successful operation by Captain Exceptional and his fellow superheroes.
We've defeated the Flasher, Bobcat. I didn't know you could do that with your claws. Great work. High five. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Retract the claws with the high fives, Bobcat.
Sorry, Captain Exceptional. Hey, we owe a big thanks to the orange tuft of titmouse, too, you know, Rick, who lured him in quite beautifully.
Well, he was really cute, and that was quite a...
Silence, orange tuft of titmouse.
Hat he was wearing.
Rick, I wish you had a sensible name like Blue Jay or Robin.
I hate to toot my own horn, but my own contribution was probably the key to our success.
Oh, did you do something, Nightwing? I must have missed it.
That's it, Captain Exceptional. I won't take any more of your taunts. And you've broken through my roof again for the fifth time this month. Who's going to pay for it? It's my organization, and I'm kicking you out. Get out of here. No more paychecks for you.
The checks bounce anyway. All right, I'm gone, but you'll regret it.
Our story now moves to the beginning. A mile above the Hudson Bay, as Captain Exceptional flies north to his citadel of seclusion.
The Legion of Justice. Ha! Huh, who needs them? It's the beauty of the Canadian North for me. There's nothing like this pristine landscape. I can already feel the trilithium crystals from my home planet of blockchain multiplying in my bloodstream, giving me the powers well beyond those of mortal men. Oh, darn it! Oh, why didn't I put it on airplane mode? Okay, Captain Exceptional here. Superhero services, 24 hours a day.
This call may be recorded for training purposes.
This is Sally from Greenbrier Lending Services. Are you the mortgage holder on a... Bear with me here. A citadel of seclusion?
What? How could you possibly know about the citadel of seclusion? No earthling has ever set foot there.
Well, Mr. Exceptional, your mortgage company knows everything.
That's Captain Exceptional.
Excuse me, Major Marvelous, but your loan is in default. We have not received a payment on said citadel in over 7 months, and I'm calling to inform you that the property has been sold at auction. It is undergoing renovations and will open soon as a courtyard by Marriott in October.
This is an outrage! I've saved the Earth twice in the last 3 months alone!
Thank you for your service, Lieutenant Confessional. But rules are rules. Perhaps you would allow Greenbrier lenders to recommend a new property, more in line with your current resources. We have a very charming condominium of silence in Boise, Idaho, recently vacated by another bankrupt superhero.
I am not bankrupt. My checks from the Legion have just bounced.
And in Mechanicsburg, Kentucky, we have a beautiful trailer of isolation.
Captain Exceptional is getting very angry.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wonderful. Perhaps you can stay with friends until your affairs are settled.
Friends? You dare to tell Captain Exceptional to stay with friends?
Well, it was more or less a suggestion, Major Malarkey.
As though it pains me to say it, I no longer have any friends. I thought the fellow members of the Legion of Justice were my friends before they kicked me out.
Sergeant Splendiferous, your social life is of no concern to Greenbrier. Could you please stay on the line for a very brief customer satisfaction survey?
Guess I'm going to have to go back and eat some crow.
Our story moves now to the real beginning, in Dryden Manor, home of millionaire philanthropist Spencer Dryden, a.k.a. Nightwing, the urban vigilante, where an assortment of curious individuals with even more curious powers has gathered in the Legion's secret basement headquarters.
Where's my ward, Rick Greystone, the orange-tufted titmouse? We need to decide what to do about replacing Exceptional. Is everyone here?
Yes, sir. But we've had a mishap. The spill has made a mess in the billiard room, and we're going to need some industrial cleaning supplies.
He'll have to clean up his own mess.
Well, I don't know if he can. He's just a large gelatinous puddle on the floor right now. Oh no, he's trying to move. Stay where you are, Spill, till you can take human form again. You owe us a new carpet.
Dadnabbit, why'd you kick Captain Exceptional out of the Legion? For all your highfalutin carrying on, you big money city slickers got about as much sense as a possum in a pumpkin patch.
I couldn't allow his insubordination, Bobcat. Ha. There was no other choice.
Spencer?
Spencer, what is all that commotion down there? And why is there a strange smell coming from the billiards room?
Mother, how many times must I tell you? These are secret meetings in our secret basement, and they do not concern you.
Of course, dear. I'll let you get on with your little club.
It's not a little club, Mother. We're the Earth's second mightiest heroes. Villains cringe at our name.
Of course, dear. But that exceptional fellow with the green and orange cape's gone and ruined another roof.
Good day, Mother.
Lady Robot, what do you think we should do about Captain Exceptional?
I, Lady Robot, am confident that my superior intellect and abilities will provide the best answer.
Yahoo! Never fear, Captain Exceptional is here.
You're back? What do you think you're doing? You've broken through my ceiling again, and you've destroyed Lady Robot.
Not destroyed. Improper shutdown.
My apologies, Lady Robot. I have returned to bury the hatchet with Nightwing. I spoke hastily and imprudently, Nightwing, and I apologize.
That's all just fine, Captain Exceptional, but that's not the only reason I kicked you out of the Legion.
And even though you are arrogant, pathetic, and condescending, and have no real powers beyond some mediocre karate skills and a lame utility belt, your money means you're worthy of our respect. But just one thing. Why do you insist on calling Rick your ward? He's 36 years old, for heaven's sakes.
35.
It's a tax write-off, okay? But who's going to pay for the ceiling and floors this time? Not this blabbering bonehead, I can tell you that much.
Dagnabbit, you two better skedaddle to your corners. We got trouble coming on in the view screen.
Greetings, Legion of Nitwits. This transmission is coming to you from 238,000 miles away, from the surface of the moon. Prepare to meet your doom.
Major calamity!
Yes, excuse me. Since I last nearly defeated you simpletons, I have completed an advanced degree in particle disruption wave theory at the Institute of Supervillain Studies, and I am now Dr. Calamity.
Surrender or die, Dr. Calamity.
It's too late for that. While you super stooges have been holding your little basement tea parties, I have built a particle disruption lunar wave generator, and it's pointed directly at your headquarters. My red button here is bigger than yours. And one press will reduce your basement, your mansion, and your entire gated community to ashes.
Legion, we have only moments to live. Let us gather in a circle, hold hands, and say something nice about a fellow legionnaire before the end. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
So how's about that, Major Dr. Calamity? Looks like you gone done us over an old barrel of pickle brine this time. You might as well give yourself another one of them evil laughs.
I'm on to your tricks, Bobcat. I'm not going to laugh for 20 minutes straight again while Captain Exceptional sneaks up behind me. That trick only works three times. Dr. Calamity always learns from his mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're way too smart to fall for that trick again. Looks like you got it all figured out this time, Major Doctor. That is, of course, assuming that you've made allowances for all the variables involved in sending a particle disruption beam 384,000 kilometers from the moon to New Jersey. I mean, I reckon it's easy enough to keep that gadget trained in our general directions, seeing how the moon is in synchronous rotation around the Earth, but this here headquarters is 4,535.7 kilometers north of the equator. So I'm figuring any accurate geopositioning is not only going to require advanced calculus, but you might want to know a thing or two about general relativity, seeing how that there disruption beam is approaching the Earth at something close to, but not quite, the speed of light. Yeah.
Bobcat's mathematical assertions are accurate.
Yes, well, I don't speak metric, but those allowances have been carefully calibrated. They have, yes.
Of course they have. And seeing how me and my fellow legionnaires have resigned ourselves to our fate...
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
What say you go ahead and push that big old fancy little red button of yours?
Push my button? Well, yes, I can just do that.
Holy embers. Huh? Is that who I think it is standing behind Dr. Calamity?
What?
Excuse me, Doctor.
What? Captain Exceptional?
Take that!
You did it, Bobcat. You distracted Calamity just long enough for Captain Exceptional to fly to the moon.
Oh, shucks. Thanks, Nightwing. You can thank my granny for spinning those yarns about high-energy physics and particle biscuits with relativity gravy back in the holler when I was just a kitten. Now, if you and the Cap can kiss and make up, let's go out for some warm milk.
It's time to turn our attention from superheroes to super singers. And here to help us are the WFHB Gospel Girls, whose salute today is to the Staple Singers. Yeah. This remarkable family group was formed by Roebuck Pop Staples, who lived from 1914 to 2000, daughter Cleotha, born in 1934, son Purvis, born in 1935, daughter Mavis, born in 1939, oh yes, and daughter Yvonne, born in 1937, who substituted for Purvis while he was in the military, and again later when he began his own career in music production. The family name was Staples, but this was shortened to Staple when the family went professional in 1952 as an acoustic gospel group. We'll begin our salute with a song from the gospel period, Pray On My Child, recorded in 1960.
Pray on my child,
pray on my child.
I got a home on high,
yes, I got a home on high.
You know I've been talking about you as you're born. I need Jesus to carry me on. If I never did see you anymore, wonder if you'll meet me on the other shore.
Pray on my child,
oh yeah.
Pray on my child,
I got a home on high,
yes, I got a home on high.
Pray on my child. On high,
yes, I got a home on.
You know I've been talking about you as you're born. I need Jesus to carry me on. If I never did your smiling face, wanna be saved by my own grace. Pray on, pray on. I got a home on high.
Yes, I got a home on high.
Oh, I remember the day. I remember it well. When you save my soul from burning hell.
Pray on, just pray on.
Well, you can talk about me as much as you believe.
Pray on, just pray on.
But the more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knee.
Pray on, just pray.
Pray on my child.
Pray on my child.
I got a home on high.
Yes, I got a home on high.
Oh, I've been talking about you as you're born. I need Jesus to carry me on.
If I never see a smiling veil, wonder if you see me on the other shore. Pray on,
my child.
Pray on,
my child.
Pray on,
my child.
Now if your lover don't pray,
pray on, my child.
You pray on,
pray on, my child.
If your mama don't pray,
pray on, my child.
You pray on,
pray on, my child.
Oh, if your friends talk about you,
pray on, my child.
You pray on,
pray on, my child.
Right into heaven,
pray on, my child.
You pray on.
In 1965, the Staples signed with Epic Records and began recording folk-oriented songs, many with a strong protest flavor. It was at this point in their career that they began landing songs on the charts. Their album, For What It's Worth, released in 1967, contained one early hit, a song called Why Am I Treated So Bad, written by Pops. Pops would typically begin this song with a short commentary on a social topic, and varied these commentaries from performance to performance. Jason Fickle continues this tradition with the Gospel Girls.
I'm telling you, people, the world's in a heck of a fix. Why, just the other day I was looking at the news and I saw a story about some children, and on account of their nationality they were taken away from their parents and put in cages. And sometimes I wonder what they might say. I think they might express something like this. Why am I treated so bad? I'm treated so bad. Out in the Master's name, things I do seem to be in vain. Well, you may be blind, you may be lame. Walk on out in the Master's name, though you're treated so bad. Mighty long lane, you know it's got no end. Mighty bad way.
don't ever change. Heard somebody call my name. Further up the road, things are gonna change.
You won't be treated so bad. One time when I was living in Chicago, I was very fortunate to get to see Pop Staples perform this song, and after the show, I got to talk to him for a few minutes. And before he started this song, he recounted a time that he was traveling around the country with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And Dr. King said, "Brother Pop Staples, are you gonna play my song tonight? My favorite song." And Pop Staples said, "You know, I don't know what's your favorite song." Martin Luther King said, "I think you do. I think you do know my favorite song." And Pop said, "Maybe, Reverend Doctor, if you could just sing just a little bit of it." Why am I treated so bad? Treated so bad.
You know I'm all alone. Sing this song. Hear my call. I've done nobody wrong.
Though I'm treated so.
In 1968, the Staples signed with the legendary Stax Records and moved into a period characterized by funk and soul. The song Respect Yourself was written by Luther Ingram and Mack Rice and released in 1971. It went to number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart. Here are the Gospel Girls and the Rounders with Respect Yourself.
Disrespect anybody that you run into. How in the world do you think anybody's supposed to respect you? And if you don't give a dang about the man with the Bible in his hand, y'all just get out the way and let the gentleman. Gentleman that wants everything your way. I know somebody. Take the sheet off your face, boy. It's a brand new day. Respect yourself. Yourself, da 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 da. Respect yourself, dee dee dee. Da 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 da. Everybody. Do what? 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 you something, cause you're here. Going out the world backwards like you did when you first come here. Yeah. Keep talking about the president, won't stop air pollution. No. Put your hand on your mouth when you cough. That'll help the solution. Oh. Now you cuss around people and you don't even know their name. Nah. And you're dumb enough to think that'll make you a big old man. Oh, here we go. Respect yourself. Da, 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 da. Respect yourself. Respect yourself, da 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 da. Respect yourself, dee 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 dee. Respect yourself, da 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 da. Respect yourself, dee dee dee. Oh, respect yourself,
da 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 da.
Oh, respect yourself. Respect yourself.
Thank you.
Roebuck Pop Staples passed away in 2000, and Sister Yvonne followed him in 2018. Mavis has continued her career and has been an inspiration to many musicians, including Bob Dylan, who once asked Pops for her hand in marriage. The wrong hand, maybe. The Staples Singers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999 and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2018. The Staples Singers, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in Rosswood Field in southern New Jersey, where what appears to be an alien spaceship landed just over 24 hours ago. This is a shocking moment for America and the entire world.
Indeed it is, Jim. Yesterday this was nothing but cranberry bogs, and now hundreds of thousands of people are up to their hips, but behind a contingent of the U.S. Army and Marines, the officials from the FBI, NASA, and the CIA. All of them are keeping a safe perimeter around the vessel. Members of the U.S. Weather Station are also here and claim the craft is only a weather balloon.
At this time, there is no way of knowing what this strange... knowing what this strange event may betoken for humanity. Is this a manned spacecraft? Do they come in peace? Or is this the first stage of an invasion?
There's no way of knowing yet, Jim. My money says we're looking at something between global dominance and total annihilation.
Now, that's a little pessimistic. They might just be looking for a restroom.
Hold on, Jim. Something's happening. A hatch of some kind is opening, and a walkway is extending out.
Yes. This is incredible. Look. Two humanoid creatures are walking down the ramp, and their heads, they're, oh my God.
Just say it, Jim. They have really large heads with mouths on either side.
I've never seen anything like it. What kind of pillows do they use? I mean, what is...
Really, Jim? Do you have to be so Earth-centric right now?
Hold on. They're approaching two officials wearing name tags that say, "Hello, my name is," who are pointing at a bank of microphones.
Greetings. Is this thing on?
Am I transmitting?
Oh my God.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Jolar, and this is my life partner, Zyrtec. We have traveled 1,326 light years from our home planet, Zelbar, to convey a critical message.
Zelbar.
My heavens, what did I see?
These grotesque creatures are speaking simultaneously out of two different mouths on opposite sides of their head.
They must be alien politicians.
We have been observing your planet for centuries and have become increasingly troubled by your escalating thirst for war and conflict.
Zelbar!
We have been appointed by the United Federation of Planets to issue a strong, non-binding warning to the people of Earth. You must abandon your bellicose ways and live in peace and harmony with your fellow humans, your own planet, and the rest of the galaxy, or face dire consequences.
Zelbar!
Zyrtec, you had ample time during our trip to learn the English language, but all you did was watch the Earth transmissions known as 80s music videos. Is this not true?
Zelbar, Material Girl, everybody wants to rule the world.
People of Earth, let it be known that we have traveled a distance far too difficult for your puny minds to comprehend. It is clear now that a certain Zelbarian, not naming names, has not taken this mission as seriously as Jolar has. But this is, as you Earthlings like to say, beside the point.
Billy Jean is not my lover. Money for nothing. Chicks for free.
Perhaps this would be the time for Zyrtec to close both mouths and listen.
Like a virgin, hungry like a wolf.
People of Earth, you have much to learn about the ways of maturity, rational thought, and lasting peace.
Take a look at yourself,
then make that change.
I should look at myself? What are you implying with this observation?
This is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, we appear to be witnessing an argument between, or perhaps that should be among, the aliens.
It has been a long journey, Zyrtec. Why must we yell at each other?
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Oh,
Zyrtec.
Don't you want me?
Yes. Indeed, yes, Zyrtec. Through the trials of this mission, my affection for you has never faltered.
I can't live with or without you.
Come to me, you big-headed trouble instigator.
I didn't mean to turn you on.
What? What's happening?
For heaven's sake, oh, turn off the cameras. They're kissing. This is appalling. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're switching to their other mouths. I think I'm gonna be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, this historical moment has taken a decidedly bizarre turn.
Those strange movements they're making.
I can't bring myself to say it. They seem to be slow dancing. Oh, Aunt Susan, look at the view screen.
We're getting images of world leaders slow dancing.
Look there. Donald Trump slow dancing with Kim Jong-un.
And look. There's Putin slow dancing with Angela Merkel.
The whole world is dancing to this song.
The soldiers,
to hear of putting down their weapons. Weapon stockpiles around the world are going up in flames. This could be a new era for humanity.
And right here, right in front of us, Marines are dancing with Army Special Forces, FBIs with the CIA, and the Weather Bureau folks are, well, anyway.
Oh, Jim, shall we?
Yes, Susan, let's dance.
80s music. Good.
This is Jim Jones and Susan Smith signing off from what has proven to be a most illuminating close encounter with some seriously groovy aliens. Everybody dance!
It's 5:01, and you're listening to the WFHB Firehouse Follies, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Auditorium with support from Upland Brewing Company, the Bloomington Writers Guild, and Ivy Tech Community College.
It is 1 minute after five,
wow.
And it was what it's supposed to be. How nice. This is the time of the show when Tony Brewer, back there on the sound effects table, he is back there, isn't he?
Yep.
There he is. Where Tony Brewer and I have a little bit of fun. Well, it's fun for me. It usually is embarrassing for him as I give him a story that he has not seen, and he will do some sound effects to the story. And, Tony, I'm really sorry, Tony. I brought my shopping list instead of the story I was going to read. Well, we'll start with that. Chinese cabbage. French escargot.
Oh, oui, oui.
Italian tomato sauce.
Oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey.
Swedish meatballs.
Work, 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 work.
Sauerkraut. Skinless, boneless chicken pieces. Salt. There's a lot more salt than that. Duct tape.
Quack, 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 quack.
A yoga mat.
Flop.
Well, these actually were all things that George needed to get through the March blizzards. You know, it always blizzards in March. So George went out to cut some firewood. He was very careful to cut the bark off the log so it could be used so it could be used for toilet paper later. There were several places around the windows where the wind from outdoors came whipping in. So he used the duct tape to cover the cracks. Oh, look, there's another leak. Yep, and there's one way, way up high. George got out his ladder, set it up, and climbed to the top of the ladder to seal the leak. Just as he was cutting the duct tape off the roll, his dog came running into the room chasing a squirrel. George realized that he had rather stupidly forgotten to shut the door after he brought the firewood in. And unfortunately, they ran right into the ladder as they were chasing.
Ow.
Oh. George hit the floor with a thump.
Thump.
That discovered that he had actually sustained only minor injuries. A couple of broken legs was all.
Yeah.
He dragged himself into the kitchen, where he put on the water to make himself some tea. But then he discovered he only had herbal tea in the house.
Kelsey, you went in on this.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, he pulled out the yoga mat because, you know, if you're going to do that kind of tea, you need to sit in quiet contemplation.
All right, Matt, here we go.
Yep. And he sat there for a while, but unfortunately, the squirrel ran across the mat with the dog in hot pursuit. And it spilled the tea right on George's mouth. Lap, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Splat.
So at this stage, George decided it was time to fix himself something to eat.
Hmm.
So he started chopping up the Chinese cabbage.
Oh, hey,
Watch fingers there, George.
Ah, sport.
Well, he mixed a cabbage with the escargot.
Oh, baby.
And chopped up some of the chicken to go with that. That chicken didn't sound very cold to me. He then added a dash of pepper. A little bit of hot sauce. And, of course, some salt.
Hang on, let me get my other shaker.
Come on, yeah. George always has a lot of salt. Okay, now he stir-fried the vegetables. And suddenly his cell phone rang. Yep, it was Kim from the warranty department. Calling about some warranties that he had let slide. He got Kim off the phone without being too impolite. But when he turned around, his stir fry was burning. And the smoke detector went off. He threw some water on the burning grease, which caused it to flare up, as you could tell. And the fire department soon showed up. They broke down his front door. They put out the fire. Then they put out the squirrel. And they went on their way. George, on the other hand, looked outside and discovered that it wasn't snowing, it was raining. So he just went to bed. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Brewer. Somebody has to wake him up for the rest of the show.
Tony!
Yeah.
Picture a retirement home. A retirement home on the wrong side of the tracks. Its front lawn, a profusion of pink flamingos nestled among rusted-out walkers up on blocks. Not a place where anything remarkable could happen, you think? You couldn't be more wrong. This is a retirement home for aging superheroes who have no family to care for them and no visible means of support. They're old. They used to be super. They're kind of confused about it all. This is their story, almost true and just short of heartrending. The story of the revenge of the super geezers. Our story begins in a cramped room shared by unlikely roommates, centenarian Superman and Batman. The scene begins with Superman tripping over something Batman has left on the floor.
Oh! Oh, doggone it, Batman. Your stuff's all over the place, and my cataracts interfere with my X-ray vision. I can't see your junk on the floor.
Hey, I'm Batman. I don't pick up stuff. I should have a staff for that.
Well, you don't have one now. Say, where's that nice young ward of yours, Robbie or something?
What? Robin. I haven't seen much of him since he got his own reality TV show.
Oh, yeah, the Pal Biff show, right?
He's doing all right with it. Thinking about running for president. Say, have you seen my utility belt? There's some stuff in it I need.
Did you check the fridge?
Why would it be there? Might as well look, though. Oh, I'll be darned. Here it is. Now, what was it I needed? Oh, yeah. That's right. The can opener to open my bottle of Power to the Elderly Nutrition Shake.
Batman, there's been another complaint about you from Spider-Man. He says your bats keep eating his spiders. Can you keep them in cages?
All right, nurse. My bats are fine. They hang upside down in my closet, and they don't bother anybody. Tell Spider-Man he can swing off.
He's out there swinging now.
I better check this out. Spider-Man! You've fallen on Ant-Man and crushed him. Go back to your room. Whatever are we going to do with Spider-Man? His arteries are so clogged, he can't even spin his webs properly, and they keep breaking. But it's time for your meds, you two.
Again?
Yeah, yep. Well, there's no use whining about it. I used to have immense powers until my so-called friend Albert invested all my money in bitcoins. Now I'm broke and powerless. Stuff happens. Just take your meds.
I suppose we have to. I had all the superpowers you could count until Lois Lane wouldn't let me eat anything but quiche and yogurt. And now look at me. Once I could bend steel in my bare hands, and now I need help to open my childhood bottle of painkillers.
Push down and turn. You're turning into a super boar, Superman.
That's down the
down
hatch.
Down the hatch.
Faster.
Okay, let's go to the TV room. Maybe we can catch an episode of The Incredible Hulk. Look, there's the Flash. We can walk down with him.
Flash? You don't mean Flush. Slow as he is to get to the bathroom. Disgusting.
He just started slowing down, then he gained all that weight. Come on, Flash. Let's watch some TV.
Superman? Oh, you want a race?
We've done that before, Flash. We usually tied, but I'm sure as heck not faster than a speeding bullet anymore. And I can't leap over Batman's utility belt now, let alone a tall building.
Yeah, well, I gotta go on a diet.
Well, take my advice and stay away from the quiche and the yogurt.
Flash, did you take your meds yet?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I did.
I'm going to see Wonder Woman, and don't bother me.
Come in. Oh, it's you, nurse. How are things going?
Beautifully, Wonder Woman. They keep on taking those meds and don't even know what's being done to them.
Little do they know that the meds they take every day are based on Spanish fly and designed through Amazon technology to weaken their superpowers and make them dependent on us. Keep up the good work, Nurse Ratchet. Soon we'll be able to move to phase two of my comprehensive plan.
Yeah, phase two. What's phase two?
That's when we have them completely under our power and can make them do anything we want. They'll have their superpowers, all right, but only under our direction.
And they'll never suspect us because we're women.
Men. They're so easy to fool. Have them take the blue pills now.
Our unsuspecting superheroes have arrived at the TV lounge, where strange noises are emanating from the cafeteria.
I said, Hulk, smash! Smash, smash, smash! But not working.
Is the Hulk at it again, Iron Man?
Yeah, he didn't like lunch, so he's trying to smash the plates, but he's not strong enough to smash anything.
Hulk smash!
I have to admit, I feel sorry for him. I've not had any of my powers since the hostile takeover at Stark Industries. I lost my suit and all the technology. When I try to fire up now, I just burn my chest hairs.
Yeah, I used to be able to think really, really fast. But now my brain is so slow that I can't remember.
What you were going to say?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, what I was... Whatever you just said.
Oh, let's face it. We've all developed problems since we got old.
Yeah, that's right. I'd sure like to lose about 87 pounds and get my speed back and have my spandex fit again.
Hello, boys. What are you up to today?
Oh, nothing. Just griping about old age again, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, well, that's all about we do lately.
Have you lost most of your powers too, Wonder Woman? You're looking good. Still got that lasso of truth?
I'm trying to keep it out of politics. You guys want your superpowers back?
Well, duh!
Yeah, I'd be happy if I could just remember what's in what pocket of my utility belt.
Yeah, we'd all like our powers back. Now, you know that.
I might be able to help. I've still got my knowledge of Amazon technology, and I've been doing some experiments. I'm not finished yet, but things are looking good.
Okay, boys, time for your meds. I've got some brand new pills today from a supplier called Fiddlin' Joe Pharma. These pills are called Vialis. Here you are.
Hey, Nurse Ratchet.
Just a minute, Wonder Woman. Hold on. Let me finish passing out these pills. There, everyone's got one, right? Bottoms up, boys. Now, what was it you wanted, Wonder Woman?
Nurse, not
yes.
Those pills.
Huh?
Those are the pink pills, not the blue ones. They're from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, and everybody knows that they're super powerful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm colorblind.
Oh, Wonder Woman, I don't know what you've been up to, but I can feel my powers coming back. And I think you are to blame for me losing them.
My X-ray vision's back, and, well, I can see London, I see France, I see Wonder Woman.
Whoa, that's enough, Superman. Wonder Woman's got some explaining to do.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. There, I think you do, and I just grabbed your lasso of truth. Now, we'll just see.
Oh, ow.
Okay, Wonder Woman, let's have the truth.
Well, I'm the one who encouraged Albert to invest in bitcoins. I was behind the takeover at Stark Industry. I got Lois Lane to change Superman's diet and Flash. Well, you just gained that weight on your own.
Hey, now.
But why? We're the good guys. And only a good guy with superpowers can take down a bad guy with superpowers.
You never took women seriously. I wanted to teach you all a lesson.
Oh, yeah? Let's get her.
Nope. She's right. We need to take a good look, a good hard look at ourselves. The world needs superheroes and superwomen. And besides, it's Women's History Month.
You're right. I say we form an alliance with Wonder Woman as a full voting member, and we could call ourselves the Legion of Superheroes.
I like the Legion of Justice.
Nope, no, that's taken.
Mod Squad?
That's taken.
The A-Team.
Taken.
Four guys and a chick?
Over my dead body.
I know! The Justice League!
Perfect!
Maybe we can get our own TV series, huh?
Lady and gentlemen, the superheroes are back!
Glad to have you aboard, Wonder Woman. And could you make us some coffee?
And that's the true story of how the Justice League began. Now, I'll get it. Hello? Yes? Yeah. I understand. All right, okay. Easy.
Who was that?
That was Stan Lee. He said he wants to sue us, but there are no lawyers in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, the WFHB Gospel Girls.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the sky turns gloomy, the night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I'm always walking,
walking
after midnight,
after midnight,
out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking,
walking
after midnight, searching for me.
Let's hear that banjo guitar, Suze.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Miss Sarah Flint doing a Patsy Cline number. You know, Sarah's mother's name is Patsy, so maybe that's where she got some of that Patsy inspiration.
Oh, and she's wearing boots, right?
And she, yeah. You might be wondering what Suzette is playing today, and this is an instrument called the banjitar. So it is a banjo, but it is has the tuning of a guitar. So it's if you want to, come up after the show, and she'll show you all about it.
Tim Grimm turned me on to the banjo.
Did he now?
Yes,
did he now?
He did.
So we do want to let you know that if you're interested in seeing the WFHB Gospel Girls as their alter ego, the Hoosier Darlings, we will be doing a show at Bear's Place on April the 12th, and it's a Friday, and it's at 7 o'clock. So we invite you to come out, put it on your calendar, come see us without the robe. I mean, well, with clothed, but without the robes. Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be true, then. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing, yeah. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking, that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking. Thank you. Miss Carolyn Dutton on the fiddle.
The Gospel Girls.
Thank you.
It's time for a word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Mommy? Mommy, I want a wall.
A wall? Why, dear, our house has several walls. What more could you want?
No, no, not those walls. I want you to put a wall around our house.
Around our house? Whatever for?
I want a wall. A wall. A big, beautiful wall. Now.
But dear, if we had a wall, how would your little friends come to visit?
I can let in the friends I like. But I don't like Rosie. A wall could keep her out. It's a state of emergency, Mommy.
What's wrong with Rosie, dear?
I don't like her. She wants to hurt me. I think she's from one of those beep old states.
Yes, she is from Kentucky. But walls... walls are very expensive, and I don't think we could afford...
If I can't get a wall, I'm going to shut this house down. You won't be able to take a bath or fix those yucky vegetables or anything. Give me a wall. And it has to be steel or concrete.
Well, Mommy, it looks like she's closing in on you here.
You again? Huh. How can I put up a wall around my house? I don't have that kind of money. And Congress sure isn't going to let me have anything. I don't even like walls.
Well, Mommy, Fiddlin' Joe feels your pain, and he's come up with something that could help you.
I really don't want a wall.
Not to worry. It's not an actual wall. This here is Fiddlin' Joe's Walgo. It's not sold in Walmart, or, I might add, Walgreens. Have a look.
But it looks just like Legos.
Oh, no, Mommy. It's definitely not Legos. They've got a patent and a bunch of copyrights and registered trademarks and lawyers and all kinds of good stuff. And there's no way we'd infringe on that. Absolutely no way. No siree.
Well, how does this work?
Well, it's a combination board game and block game. First, you put your house down in the middle of the board, like this. Now, you go to the negotiating table to get the money you need. It's as easy as rolling the dice. Okay, when you pass go, you get to go to the community chest and make a withdrawal. If you can't get the money that way, there's a courtroom where you can argue about declaring a state of emergency. Then you can build your wall. It can be steel or concrete or even paper mache.
Oh, look, Mommy, those evil widow cages.
Well, if this will stop her from screaming for a wall, I guess I should think about it.
Think, Mommy, think. I want Fiddlin' Joe's logo.
Okay, dear, we'll get it. You can put this on my Fiddlin' Joe payday loan card, right?
That's right. At 99% interest, which is now legal in the state of Indiana.
Well, here then.
Okay, I'll run her. Ooh, looks like you got quite a hefty balance due.
It's okay, Schwepper. We'll pay with cryptocurrency.
Well, I guess debt just don't matter anymore.
Okay, it's settled then. We'll take it.
Oh, thank you, Mommy. I love you. And I love Fiddlin' Joe and Schwepper and all the people here and on the radio, except Rosie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to welcome back the lovely duo, Croon and Swoon.
Hey, thank you. We are Croon and Swoon. I'm Opal Flower, Peter Bailey. This first tune we're going to do is another Dorothy Fields tune, Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields tune, because she's a big inspiration to me. She had over 400 tunes recorded, and she was the first woman to be inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Not till 1971, but she was the first woman to get inducted. So here's a popular one of hers. Thank you.
rascal you.
Cotton Club. That was her first hit back in 1929. There's a tune by another songwriter that I love, Carolyn Lee. She wrote over 200 popular tunes on Broadway and such. Broadway and such.
Tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. But it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind when you're young at heart. And you can go to extremes with impossible dreams. Laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life keeps getting better with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, oh, much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive out of being alive. Oh, now here is the best part. You'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Thank you.
Oh, it could happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. So go on, go to extremes with impossible schemes, and laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life keeps getting better with each passing day, and love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, oh, much better by far to be young at heart. Now if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive out of being alive. Oh, here is the best part you have a head start. If you are among the very young at the young at high.
Tony Richards and Carolyn Lee team. Thank you. What do you say, Peter Bailey?
Thank you very much, everybody. You're listening to Croon and Swoon.
Ooh.
Amongst our multiple bookings, you can catch us at the Orbit Room in Bloomington on April the 13th. And I'm told that we're available for parties, engagements, weddings, bar mitzvahs, cakewalks, etc.
We are.
Anyway, we're going to finish tonight with a number made famous by a great hero of mine. He's the man who converted me to jazz way back in, I was going to say the 1890s, but no, the 1950s, when I was just a youngster in England. This is Dr. Jazz, made famous by Jelly Roll Morton, who...
Scoundrel.
Of course, claimed to have invented jazz. He was rather like Fats Waller. He was a great pianist and band leader and extremely talented all-round rascal.
No wonder you were inspired.
So this is based on the recording he made with his band, the Red Hot Peppers, in Chicago in 1926, Dr. Jazz. And we follow the recording in part. Opal repeats some of the distinctive features of the clarinet solo by Omer Simeon. Otherwise, you know, it's our own authentic mess. It makes me get out both my dancing shoes. Oh, the more I get, the more I want to sing. I page old Dr. Jazz in my dream. When I'm trouble bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Central, give me Dr. Jazz. Thank you.
Dr. Jazz. Got what I need, I'll say has. When the world goes wrong, I've got the blues. He's the man that makes me get up both my dancing shoes. Oh, the more I get, the more I want it seen. Pedro, Dr. Jazz in my dream. When I'm trouble bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Central, give me Dr. Jazz.
Operator, how may I direct your call?
Let's have a...
Thank you.
Let's have a big hand for Croon and Swoon.
To introduce a new segment to the Firehouse Follies, one we call Food for Talk. Our writers don't have any saleable skills, but they do know how to eat. I mean, you ought to see them at staff meetings when there's some food or beer on the table, and they can talk a good game as well. So we figured, why not restaurant reviews? They're trendy, and so many new restaurants open here that the only challenge is getting to them before the IRS shuts them down. Let's turn to roving reporter Shipley Sinkwell for our first look at the Bloomington food scene. What do you have for us today, Shipley?
I'm on my way to the Murky Barrel, Susie.
The Murky Barrel?
That's right. The Murky Barrel is the newest addition to the lively artisanal brewing scene in Bloomington, a town where brewmasters from each of our 57 brew pubs compete to create the most perfect new flavors.
Oh, this is one report that I personally am really waiting for.
Here we are, the Murky Barrel. I'll just make my way past these gentlemen lurking out front.
Hey, Pipsqueak, where do you think you're going?
Oh, hello there. I'm Shipley Sinkwell, roving reporter with WFHB's Firehouse Follies. I've come to review this fine establishment.
Oh, did you hear that, Muggsy? He's come to review this fine establishment.
Well, ain't that precious. What you got there?
Hey, give that back! That's a very expensive microphone.
He says it's real expensive, Frankie. What do you think?
Oh, come on, fellas. Stop fooling around.
Testing. 1, 2. What comes after 2? Is this thing on? Hello, radio people. This goes out to my ma in prison. Only 12 more years, ma.
What do you idiots think you're doing?
Ow, Tanya, that hurts. We didn't mean nothing.
Let this poor fella through. That's the toy guy you roughed up today. Now don't make me call your parole officer. Come on in, sweetheart. Yeah, just put yourself up at the bar there next to my friend with the ammo belt.
Ammo belt?
Yeah.
Thank you, I think.
What are you having, pal?
Oh, greetings, kind sir. Yeah. I'm surveying the breweries of Bloomington for WFHB. That stands for Firehouse Broadcasting. I'd be very pleased to try your full range of... Oh!
Listen, pal. We don't go for any funny business around here. Now, what do you say I let go of your ear, you take a look at that beer list behind me, and we try again? Now, what are you having?
Oh, yeah. How about your made man pale ale?
One made man. There you go.
Say, this is delicious.
That's because our Belgian hops are double-cycled, which gives you those citrus notes of orange and lemon with a light wheat malt character and a medium bitter finish. Now, how's your mouth feeling, pal?
Just marvelous. Hey, how about your Sleep with the Fishes Stout?
Excellent choice.
Wow, really delicious.
Am I right? Are you picking up on those notes of coffee and chocolate?
Yes, I am. And it's toasty and clean.
Yeah, yeah, but with a deep, malty richness, huh?
Heads up, Joe. The boss is coming, and he's ticked off. Uh-oh. Man, something about this joint is getting him some unwanted publicity.
Is that so? Well, I feel sorry for the sap who's on the business end of that deal.
Hey, boss, how you feeling today?
It's been a good day, but my friend refused my offer. So I took him down to Lake Monroe and gave him a tour of Elkinsville. And by the way, Muggsy, thanks for the quick dry and cement. But on the way home, I turned on the community radio station, and now I'm looking for the rat fink who thinks I want that kind of publicity. This here's a respectable establishment. I don't need it invaded with a bunch of ponytailed retirees with their canvas bags and fancy walkers.
Yeah, I know what you mean, boss. I saw one of those people trying to put their knitting around a tree.
And by the way, guys, I'm loaning you two to a politician. We'll just call him Individual One. He needs to teach some lawyer a lesson.
Oh, we love litigating lawyers, boss.
Yeah. Oh, about this publicity thing. I think you're looking for a skinny guy with a microphone. I think I see one at the bar right now.
Shibley, what's going on over there? Is everyone okay?
I'm about to land an exclusive interview with the proprietor.
Hey, hey, are you the WFHB reporter I've been hearing about?
Yes, sir. Very pleased to meet you. And your name is...
My name is not important. Tell you what, let me take you out to Lake Monroe and fit you out with some new shoes and give you a tour of a nice little country town.
Do you hear that? Damn. He wants to take me out to Lake Monroe.
I've got a sinking feeling about this. But good luck, Shipley. Friends, don't miss our next restaurant review, provided that food and drink reporter Shippy Sinkwell is still alive and well enough to do one. This is Susie Quentin, signing off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were sweeping up backstage just now, and we found a staple singer song we somehow overlooked. Please welcome back the Gospel Girls to take us home on a heavy note.
I went down to Nazareth, looking for a place to stay. I just needed a place where I could lay my head. I said, hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed? He just grinned, shook his head, no was all he said.
Take a load off, Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off Eddie. And put the load right on me.
I picked up my bag and went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, wanna go downtown? She said, well, I gotta go, but my friend can't stick around.
Hey! Take a load off Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off Annie.
Go down, Miss Moses, there's nothing that you can say. It's just old Luke
and he's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? Said, do me a favor, stay and keep Annalee company for me.
Take a load off Annie, take a load for free. Take a load off Annie, and put the load right on me.
Crazy Chester followed me and caught me in the fog. Said I'd fix your rack if you'll take Jack, my dog. He said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, just feed him when you can.
Take a load off Eddie, take a load for free. Take a load off Eddie.
Catch a cannonball now to take me down the line, 'cause my big load, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one. She sent us here with regards for everyone.
Here we go. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Eddie. And put the load right on me.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show. Thank you to the Gospel Girls.
Thank you.
Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College for its support of this show, to Jay Lynn Designs for our poster, and to White Rabbit for printing the posters and our programs. We'd also like to thank a couple of good friends of the Follies, Upland Brewing Company and the Bloomington Writers Guild. There's thanks also to Mother Bears for keeping us fed. Special thanks to Croon and Swoon for coming all the way from Bloomington to join us today. Thanks to the WFHB Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly, Ginger Curry, and Sarah Flint. The Firehouse Rounders are Dan Deckard on drums, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Ross Martini Eiler on piano and vocals, Jason Pickle on guitar and vocals, and Neil Heidler on bass. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Mike Leonard, Kathy Norton, Becky Staff, Dan Salvaggi, and Tom Trent. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. Sound House sound was by Dan Withard. Radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Ilza Ackerbergs, Chris Hahn, and Jim Lang, with invaluable assistance from Joe Ballinger. Studio engineer was Emily Wonder Woman Jackson. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuff It Up, I guess, and the residents of the Home for Over the Hill Riders, who know that if you put up a wall, it's important to know to whom you will give offense. Stage manager was Dan G-Man Salvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Pickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of June the 2nd for a very special episode of the Firehouse Follies.
Ladies and gentlemen, one and more announcement. Let him go. June 2nd, rumor from an occasionally reliable source has it that we will have with us as special guests what's left of the Fire Sign Theater. David Osman and Phil Proctor, our guests, June 2nd. Don't miss it. Also, Gary Sandy will be back, and the amazing Amy Walker will be with us. It's going to be quite a show. See you next time.